Good morning, Sower Nation. Today is Thursday, June 18th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. I'm Dan Wilt, and this is your wake-up call. We are turning a corner in our journey together in all the things, everyday ministry, in the power of the Spirit, toward ideas related to what it means to be apprentices of Jesus. We've been laying foundations of the heart over the last days, looking at what the kingdom of God is all about, what it means to begin to turn our hearts outward to perceive what the Father's doing, and then to partner with the Father in doing it with Him. We've talked about what it means to have Jesus living within us, wanting to continue His ministry through us. And we've looked at, what does Jesus do? What did Jesus do? What does Jesus do? And how has He empowered us to do the same things by His Spirit within the context of our ongoing intimacy, closeness, and relationship with Him unfolding? So today we have good things ahead of us. And I was thinking this morning about the moment where Jesus says, I no longer call you servants, for a servant doesn't know what their master is about, right? I call you friends, because you understand, you know why I do what I do. A friend knows the motivations of the heart. And apprenticeship is all about learning friendship with our master rabbi. So wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Let's pray our prayer of consecration together as we begin today's meeting with Jesus. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, today's entry is titled, Apprentices of Jesus, Walking with Our Rabbi. And our text for today is from Mark 1, verse 17a. Hear the word of the Lord. Come, follow me, Jesus said. The word of the Lord. Consider this. There are no more important words that have ever come from human lips than the three in this little verse. They are uttered by Jesus, and they are words on which all the world, past, present, and future, for all of humanity, turns. Come, follow me. In Matthew 11:28, Jesus speaks similar words. Come to me. Both phrases have the same root idea. One must decide to respond to the invitation of Jesus to come to him, to learn from him. Matthew 11:29, John 6:45, to have one's life completely conformed to his. Jesus has a mission that continues to this day. His mission is to come into union with the human soul so that you and I, by the Spirit of God abiding in us, can become like Jesus. Union with God in Jesus is the goal of the Christian life. I talk about that in my previous Wake Up Call series, To Know This Love. John Mark Comer is also helpful for us here. Comer says that to fully enter into the way of Jesus, the path that leads to life, Psalm 16, verse 11, we must do three things. One, be with Jesus. Two, become like him. And three, do as he did. Comer reminds us that we're all being discipled to someone, by someone. And our rabbi, Jesus, invites us to follow him rather than all the other options before us today. One of my favorite ideas about the rabbinical pattern for training disciples is that a disciple was to be covered in the dust of their rabbi. Again, John Mark Comer in his book Practicing the Way explores it this way. You would leave your family, your village, your trade, and follow your rabbi 24/7. You were a student. But class wasn't Monday, Wednesday, Friday from 11 to 11:50 a.m. Class was life. You would spend every waking moment with your rabbi, sleeping at his side, eating at his table, sitting at his feet, and end up, after long hours of walking behind him, covered in his dust. All day, every day. That's a great vision of this from Comer's book, Practicing the Way. And this is where the page turns on many of our ways of thinking about discipleship today. Jesus wasn't inviting us to only read about him, understand him, think about him, ready? Pray to him and worship him. These things are absolutely vital, and the ways we understand them, we bring to our discipleship. They're central to your faith and mine, but only to the degree that they are done in the context of the real whole invitation that Jesus is making to you and to me. Jesus was inviting you and me to come follow him. Jesus was inviting you and inviting me to become his apprentices. So here's our prayer for today. Lord Jesus, it is easier for me to know about you than to know you, to obey what you say rather than to become who you are and intend me to be. Show me what it means to be your apprentice. Full stop. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. And here's your journal prompt for today. Write down what you know an apprentice to be. How do the ideas related to being an apprentice apply to your walk with Jesus? So we're going to think about apprentices as we know them today, or you may have experienced them, or heard about them, or read about them, or experienced yourself as an apprentice. And now ask yourself, how does what I know about being an apprentice apply to being an apprentice in my life with Jesus? So here's today's activation. We have a few things in our heart and our mind as we walk through our days now. We are getting that kingdom prayer in us, your kingdom come, your will be done. We are always at the ready with our kingdom question, may I pray for you? Or may I pray for you now? We are always praying quietly in our spirit, come Holy Spirit. Come Holy Spirit, I invite you to do something in this moment as we perceive what the Father's doing and we lean in to join him in it. Again, with discernment, with a sense that God is doing it and we're partnering with him. I just want to say something here as I say this activation. I have an ongoing interaction with someone here in our neighborhood. And the Lord just keeps speaking to me, you're not going to pray for this person right now. I want you to, in the moment, may I pray for you now? We're not going to do that right now. I want you to be praying for them. I'm just talking to the Lord about them. I'm journaling about their life. I'm seeing them and I'm perceiving what the Father's doing. And in that posture, I'm just open. I'm open and I am ready for the Lord to say, encourage now, speak a word here, guide here, cheer them on here, minister to them this way, or pray for them now in this moment. And I'm just in a posture of discernment. There's no rush in the kingdom of God. And you guys have been sending in, many of us have been sending in Holy Spirit stories where we're having these experiences. One person sent in that they prayed for someone at a gas station that they didn't know, and they just asked if they could pray for them, and the person smiled and said yes. and they prayed for them. And they asked a question, do I need to wait on the Lord before I pray in those moments? And I just encourage you, go with your discernment. There might just be moments because of the moment to just pray, just begin to pray. There might be other moments where you feel like you can wait a moment and listen and then pray from the overflow of that. Just go with your discernment and learn to trust the Holy Spirit speaking to you in those moments, okay? So our activation today is this. Today, begin to repeat the phrase. We're adding another phrase here. Repeat the phrase, come, follow me, as you go about your daily routine. When you're talking to someone, hear in the back of your mind, come, follow me. As you follow the lead of Jesus and his way in your conversation and in the way you handle it, practice repeating this phrase quietly to yourself all the way from the time you wake up to the time you go to bed. So, come, follow me. The other day, I had an appointment, and while I was in this appointment, I began to ask this question, Lord, what are you doing right now? And I just let the phrase, come follow me, stir in my spirit. And so I just kept saying, come follow me. And in that moment, when I was interacting with the person, I didn't sense that I was to pray for them out loud or do anything particularly, but I did sense that I was to be a calming presence in their day. And so I did that. Now, this is going to be a long relationship, so I'm trusting the Lord for moments that he's going to cause something to emerge. But sometimes these things can come over long periods of times, and sometimes the Lord is just saying, here, now, you just met this person. This is the moment. You're part of a chain of things I'm doing through other people. Lean in and say yes. Just say yes. All right? So that's our time for today in the activation. Come, follow me is our phrase. So I'm going to lead us in our song of worship. And what I'd like to do is just lead us in one verse and then the chorus a few times of the song 10,000 Reasons. So let's worship together with it. So this is hymn number 65 in our Great Redeemer's Praise. Again, just the first verse and the chorus together.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, O my soul, I'll worship your holy name.
The sun comes up.
The sun comes up. It's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before, let me be singing when the evening comes. So bless the Lord, O my soul, O my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I will worship your holy name. So bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul. Worship his holy name. Sing like never before, oh my soul, I will worship your holy name. I will worship. worship your holy name. I will worship your holy name.
Well, the sun has come up. It's a new day dawning, and it's time to sing his song again. We sing it to honor Jesus, to bless the heart of our Lord. We sing it because it's good for our souls to wake the dawn and sing his praise, and we sing it through our lives. Your life and mine, they may be the purest melodies of the gospel that anyone hears. And so you and I, we have an apprenticeship to step into today with Jesus. He says, come, follow me. So we're listening, we're learning, we're growing together, and we have good days ahead of us. Just a final reminder, please send in your stories to seedbed.com/Holy Spirit stories. I'm going to be sharing some of those. We are going to be sharing some of those coming up. Or you can email it directly to wakeupcall@seedbed.com. Let's just make this the season of practicing, trying things, learning what it means to see what the Father's doing and to join him in it by the Spirit. All right, so let's get those seeds together. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm Dan Wall.